serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Anger against President Trump's tariffs imposed on Mexico, China, and Canada. This is New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Why are we doing this? New York State is the economic engine of the country. When you do something that hurts New York, because we are in such close proximity to Canada, it's going to have a ripple effect across the country, and I'm concerned about that.
Now, the president acknowledging there might be some pain for Americans, but he thinks it will be a good move in the long term.
The United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country. Not every country, but almost.
Several thousand protesters causing major gridlock around Los Angeles over the weekend in protest of President Trump's immigration policies and ICE raids. Officials in Philadelphia have now located the black boxes of the medical flight that crashed in a crowded neighborhood on Friday night. Seven people were killed in the crash, 22 injured, three are still in critical condition. This is ABC News. NASA keeping an eye on an asteroid about the size of a soccer pitch that could hit the Earth in 2032. Scientists say there's a little over 1% chance of possible impact. It was music's biggest night, but there was also a focus on those affected by the wildfires in Southern California. The Grammy Awards opened with a rendition of I Love L.A. by Sheryl Crow, John Legend, and others, courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy. One of the big winners, Kendrick Lamar, also sending his support to those who are rebuilding.
We're going to dedicate this one to the city. Compton, Watts, yeah, Long Beach, Inglewood, Hollywood, out to the Valley, Pacoima, IE, San Bernardino. All that.
Beyonce took home Grammy for Album of the Year with Cowboy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Construction is continuing on the Flambeau River YMCA. According to a Facebook post posted by the Flambeau River YMCA, they are on the home stretch of construction, with only a few weeks remaining of major construction, and are finalizing plans for the opening of the Flambeau River Y. They've made it through much of the building, including exterior siding, daycare countertops, flooring in the daycare, mind-body-spirit room, entryway doors, and ceiling installation. If you have any questions, would like some construction updates or more, they invite you to reach out to Scott Schultz at S Schultz, that's S-C-H-U-L-T-Z, at ymcanw.org. Saturday, February 15th, it's the Sherman Snowshoe Shuffle. This is a snowshoe race also featuring prizes that will be raffled off during the after party at the Sherman Town Hall, including artwork, gift baskets, a surprise raffle, and more. This will also feature a 50-50 raffle, with all proceeds benefiting the Sherman First Responders. The race begins at 10:30 a.m., with sign-in at 9:30 a.m. An early registration by the 10th of this month is $20. After the 10th, it is $30. Donations are welcome, though. For registration information, check out the Sherman First Responders Facebook page. Keep in mind, you must pre-register if you wish to borrow a pair of snowshoes. For questions, email shermanfirstresponders@gmail.com. And don't forget, lunch will be included with registration. Non-shufflers are welcome to join with a free will donation. The lunch will follow the race. Just meet at the Sherman Town Hall at 3063 Highway 182 in Springstead. Costumes are encouraged and will be judged. Do you know a high school student interested in both art and nature? They may want to enter the design competition for next year's state park passes. Melissa Kay has the story.
High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes. This is for all high school-age students in Wisconsin. The artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. He said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. He's grateful for all of the students who submit artwork and said it's never an easy choice to pick just one design. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. The design contest is open now through April 30th.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Wisconsin agriculture and agribusiness bracing for retaliatory tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The conversation started cascading over the weekend. The United States ready to levy tariffs against Canada, Mexico, as well as China, some of the biggest markets for Wisconsin agriculture. Nick Paulson, who is an ag economist at the University of Illinois and a recent guest speaker at the UW Ag Outlook Forum, says no matter what the tariff is, agriculture needs to brace for retaliation.
The challenge with agriculture is, you know, the U.S. is, we do rely so heavily for a lot of our major ag commodities on export markets, which unfortunately makes them a prime target for some of that retaliatory action. When we put in place tariffs on other countries, you know, ag is an easy target for them to put tariffs on our exports to them. And so even if agriculture is not part of the broader policy objectives of that trade policy, it unfortunately a lot of times feels the brunt of some of the negative consequences.
That's Nick Paulson. He is an ag economist with the University of Illinois and a recent guest speaker during the UW Ag Outlook Forum. By the numbers, the top five products that Wisconsin agribusiness exports to other countries are sauces and yeasts, dairy, prepared vegetables, wood products, and meat preparations. And our top five export partners, Canada, Mexico, China, Korea, and Japan.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads-up seed treatment.
And the Wisconsin FFA Foundation has awarded over $23,000 in grants to 29 Wisconsin FFA members as part of their supervised agricultural experience support. The recipients received up to $1,000 each for their projects, which cover a wide range of areas. This weekend, the Wisconsin FFA alumni getting together for their state convention. That will be happening in Stevens Point. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a three-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather. That snow will gradually end by mid-morning. It is going to stay mostly cloudy here through a good chunk of the day today with a high of 21 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, one below for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 15 with more light snow possible late Wednesday into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25. 98 Q Country.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light me up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
a small town girl, everything is right, and we rule the world. Two 12s in the truck, back beating, bunch of rock stars on the riverbank singing. Oh, 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 everything, everything we want to be. And we are the now. We are the night. Everything we want to be. Yeah, we are the now. Yeah. We are the now.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Party.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Give me the word and girl, I'm gone. Baby, it's so-
'cause I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine. Never loving mine, I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down a heart, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Hey, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine, hey, that's what it's all about, y'all. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
98 Q Country with Garth Brooks, and a Monday morning, the 3rd of February, and here we go into another week. Hope you are well. The morning guy is better. We caught a little bit of the bug last Monday, Tuesday.
I thought it was going to be one of those short-lived ones, but it didn't turn out that way. When I came back in on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday, I don't know, you get to that point sometimes where you're just like, all right, what if I don't go in? Nah, they can handle it. Gray's very, very lucky to have Gray and able to fill in on the morning show, so thanks to him and the crew for helping out. We're doing a lot better this morning. Not 100%, but we're doing a lot better. And kind of like I think most people who've had the bug, it just kind of lingers for a little bit in your lungs and stuff like that. So we'll get through it here. Hope you're well. If not, do what you can to get some rest is key, isn't it? Well, I love my NyQuil. You know, some people, when they want to sleep at night, got a little something they put in a shot glass and they, you know, put her down there. NyQuil always works for me. NyQuil, if I take a good dose of NyQuil, that'll put me out for a good night's sleep. So I'm thankful for that. We're going to see a little bit of snow here today. The snow has not begun to fall in most of the Northwoods yet, but we are expecting some snowfall in 1 to 3 inches starting this morning and running through probably early afternoon or so. Flurries, they're saying flurries, but then they're saying a total of 1 to 3 inches possible with the system. A little bit of snow we got over the weekend. Keep an eye on those snowmobile trails and your social media sites and the website to see if maybe they can get out and get some work done on those. We're pretty close. Could use probably 4 to 6 instead of 1 to 3, but we'll see what happens with that here today. Our temperatures will rise to 24 today. Temperatures will be non-melting, with temperatures probably not much warmer than 20, 24 degrees for the entire week. We are waking up. What are we waking up to here this morning? 14 or so, did I see somewhere? Wait for everything to reboot up here. All right, 23. Is our temperature. Again, this is about as mild as it's going to be for the entire week, with some light snow falling, starting to fall in most areas. Let's get you updated on what's going on for a Monday post-Groundhog Day. Well, Groundhog Day was yesterday, right? I don't even pay attention because it's going to be winter for a while. It may or may not be winter, but here in the northern Wisconsin, when they tell us 6 more weeks of winter, we're like, duh. Twice an hour news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Anger against President Trump's tariffs imposed on Mexico, China, and Canada. This is New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Why are we doing this? New York State is the economic engine of the country. When you do something that hurts New York, because we are in such close proximity to Canada, it's going to have a ripple effect across the country, and I'm concerned about that.
Now, the president acknowledging there might be some pain for Americans, but he thinks it will be a good move in the long term.
The United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country. Not every country, but almost.
Several thousand protesters causing major gridlock around Los Angeles over the weekend in protest of President Trump's immigration policies and ICE raids. Officials in Philadelphia have now located the black boxes of the medical flight that crashed in a crowded neighborhood on Friday night. 7 people were killed in the crash, 22 injured, 3 are still in critical condition. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. A new housing development for Park Falls has been confirmed. In a press release from the city, the mayor stated that the city has been working with Delmark Development Group LLC and the Alpha Development Corporation on a plan to create 60 affordable rental housing units that will consist of duplexes and fourplexes. The city has successfully secured nearly 20 acres of land off Tower Road within the city limits, which will be named the Pines at Park Falls. Currently, Delmark Development Group is finalizing additional financial backing and working with the city to complete a development agreement and secure the necessary permits. They anticipate the project will begin in May or June of this year if all goes according to plan. Saturday, February 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Flambeau Lanes, the Flambeau Riders UTV ATV Club is hosting a benefit for Jerry Yunk and his family. They're offering free door prize tickets to all adults attending, with raffle baskets and prizes 50-50 raffles, and a silent auction. Must be present to win. Once again, this is all happening Saturday, February 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at the Flambeau Lanes here in Park Falls. A new report says Wisconsin is warming. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what this means for skiing across the state.
A recent report from WICCI says that northern parts of Wisconsin are projected to warm, particularly winter nights, and much more than southern Wisconsin. Climate models predict that the number of skiable days will continue to decline, and the ski season is projected to be reduced from 5 to approximately 3 months. This is because the warmer nights will produce more rain and freezing rain events. But research shows that snowmaking and other adaption techniques can improve the viability of downhill skiing operations. So Granite Peak, here in Rib Mountain, recently made substantial investments in its snowmaking capabilities, as all runs have snowmaking guns.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a three-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight, on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep-fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet, at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
With frigid temperatures, snow, and ice-covered roadways, it's time to take your vehicle to Jay's Automotive in Park Falls. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more, Jake and his crew of ASE Master Certified Technicians provide quality service at affordable prices. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with towing available. Winter is here. Call 715-762-2044 today for an appointment at Jay's Automotive on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
That snow will gradually end by mid-morning. It is going to stay mostly cloudy here through a good chunk of the day today with a high of 21 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, one below for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 15 with more light snow possible late Wednesday into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
98Q Country.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi.
And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton.
Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love.
Keep it coming, baby.
98 Q Country.
It was painted red, the stripe was white. It was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta. I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love and made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knife, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line. But I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, 2 hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. And he'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, 3 daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, 2 hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right, straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Q Country.
I was out taking shots, throwing down at the spot. 3 sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night, I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan, 'cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night. Yeah, everybody knew they could find me there. And right out of the blue, right out of nowhere, out of nowhere, sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you. 'Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it 'cause they were right there with me, yeah, with me. When sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a up in my shirt now, even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I thought I drank for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door, but damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now,
Look at us even picking out a church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
'98 Q Country, last single Saturday night on a Monday morning here. Joel here. We got news and sports to come in just a little bit here. We've got some stuff to recap from the weekend, some high school scores and everything else. Bucks stumbling a little bit last night. Badgers winning over the weekend. The Big 10, or the Big 18, however many teams there are in the Big 10 now, appears to be from top to bottom, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, Oregon loses at home yesterday to a team that struggled all year, and it's just the way the Big Ten is. That's the way basketball is now, because with the NIL stuff, I think you got some players that are going some places they may not have gone before, because they're getting a little bit of money. They're getting a lot of bit of money, and that's making that school very competitive. So you're seeing more and more teams that, you know, they struggle at times, but then the superstar steps out one night and, you know, goes off, and all of a sudden you're seeing, what did I see, 11, was it 11 top 25 teams lost over the weekend? I believe I saw that number somewhere. We'll get to a little more news and info again at the top of the hour. It is a Monday, the 3rd of February, a little bit of snow here this morning, probably already falling where you are, could see 1 to 3 inches possibly through the morning and into early afternoon. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this Monday moving. Focus on the family.
Sex is good. In fact, sex was created to be one of the most pleasurable physical experiences a husband and wife can enjoy together. But that physical intimacy brings the same level of intensity to a couple's emotional bond too. Traditional wedding ceremonies describe it this way: and the two shall become one flesh. That phrase paints a vivid description of the wonderful intimacy husbands and wives were meant to share together. Husbands and wives both benefit immeasurably when their sex life is good. Sex fills such a critical role in the health and well-being of a marriage that disagreements about sex can be especially complicated for couples to resolve. It doesn't take much for a minor disagreement about your sex life to feel like an attack against the relationship itself. After money, sex-related disagreements are one of the most common reasons why couples get divorced. And that's why one of the best things you can do for your marriage is to guard your sex life. Guarding your sex life means saying no to things like pornography and extramarital affairs. But it also means strengthening the good. Find new ways to keep the romance in your marriage alive, and learn how to discuss sex in respectful ways that move your relationship forward and help you to find common ground. When you guard your sex life, you're guarding one of the most important areas of your marriage. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. and you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats to your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
98Q Country.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I know you loved him a long time ago. Even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time
let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Businesses and consumers are bracing for the impact that President Trump's sweeping tariffs will have on their bottom line. Here's ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Legislation is not likely before Tuesday when they're set to take effect. Early estimates from economists show these tariffs could cost families anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a year.
American businesses pay the tariffs when products and materials cross the border.
And the first place we'll feel them is at the grocery store. Nearly half of our imported fresh produce comes from Mexico and Canada.
Those who work for USAID have been given notices not to come to work today, as Elon Musk says President Trump has agreed to shut down the agency that provides billions in food aid and other assistance programs to foreign